So tomorrow morning, I will get on a train to London first thing, and I will get to Trafalgar Square, and then I'll set off on my 4-day walking pilgrimage from London to Canterbury, which will have seen me averaging about 18 or 19 miles a day, which is about as far as I've ever walked. The last couple of days I've spoken to loads of people who've like walked 30 miles or 45 miles, according to my friend Richard Turney. And so now I'm just feeling inadequate, whereas before I just thought it was really impressive, and now I'm thinking my idea of impressive is just ridiculously inadequate, so I'm a bit ashamed. But there we go. I will be walking all that way with a group of people who are on pilgrimage and following the old pilgrims route in aid of the St Martin in the Fields Church charity Connection St Martins, which helps homeless people. You can follow them on Twitter as @homelesslondon, all one word. That's not really why I'm doing it. I broadly support the charity, but I'm doing it because I'm massively curious about how it feels to walk that distance over so short a time. And I'm curious about the meaning of that distance, because I'm conscious that because it's a pilgrim route, other people have done it before. I don't know whether that means that I'll feel some kind of connection with people who've walked it in the past, or whether it's just a very different experience in the contemporary sense. But I'm always interested in that in terms of walking, because I think that walking is something that we've always done as a species, and that we've kind of lost touch with, and that the way we walk now, we've made walking into a leisure product. And most recently, we've added all these sort of slightly awkward mindfulness requirements into walking. I keep getting told off for wanting to walk far and fast. I'm supposed to now walk slowly and mindfully. And I think both are valid, but I suspect that there's an anthropological link to walking a distance, deliberately trying to get somewhere, rather than walking for the sake of walking. And I'm interested in that. So that was one of the big draws for me. But also that journey is meaningful to me. Unlike, I think, a lot of the pilgrims, I live near to Canterbury, I live in Whitstable. And I've lost count of the number of times I've driven to London or caught the train to London and kind of undertaken that same journey. And I want to feel it on foot, I suppose. I want to understand what that distance actually is in human terms, which is something that we have forgotten how to understand, really. And I'm also conscious that in undertaking that walk, I'm going to pass through a lot of landscapes that have been meaningful to me throughout my life. I grew up along the North Kent coast, which we won't quite be following. I'm planning to do a separate walk of that soon. I was born in Gravesend, moved along through villages, Chalk, Higham, and then to Rochester, and to Gillingham, and then made it over to Whitstable. So I've basically kind of travelled that North Kent coast in terms of where I've lived. And I won't quite be following that path, but I will be following, going through areas that I have known all my life, which might not be the same as for the other pilgrims. And so I am really, really looking forward to seeing all of those from a different angle, which is something that I've been doing a lot of recently, walking the North Downs Way. So, yeah, that's the reason I'm doing it. That's all the things I'm looking forward to. In addition, I suppose there's another dimension for me, which is that I was very doubtful about signing up for this pilgrimage at all, really. I guess a year ago, I'd have signed up to it and been very gung-ho about it. But since realising I have Asperger's syndrome at the end of last year, I have been trying to teach myself to doubt those instincts a little bit more. I suppose that's the best way of putting it. I have been trying to become aware of the things about me that I don't always perceive. And one of those is that I tend to overestimate the extent to which I can cope with the kind of mental strain of this kind of activity, the physical discomfort, because I feel uncomfortable about a whole range of extra things that lots of people aren't bothered by, and the level of social contact that it'll entail. I find that very hard to admit. I still see myself as a really sociable person, but I nevertheless find big groups difficult, and I constantly worry that I will say the wrong thing because I know that I pitch stuff wrong, and I know that I can ask the wrong questions, and so I'm kind of partly worried that I might overwhelm other people, and I'm worried that they might overwhelm me, and yeah, I suppose I was very unsure about whether I should do this walk, really, whether I should have learnt my lesson and carried on breaking stuff up into chunks that are manageable to me. But then I also deeply believe that I have to carry on challenging myself, and that I've got lots of things in my life that haven't been easy for me, and that maybe if I'd been diagnosed earlier, that I wouldn't have done, that I'd have been advised or that I'd have self-edited out of. And I'm glad I've done them all. I'm glad I've taken myself out of my comfort zone, and I have often been out of my comfort zone, but I'm glad I have. So I have made a modification, though, because originally I was going to sign up to the whole pilgrimage, and it felt like a personal challenge to do it the same as everybody else. And so I was going to do the thing that many of the other pilgrims are doing, which is to sleep in church halls on the way. And those of you who know me will know that I hate camping. So that was always a little bit of a left field decision. But also I get people poisoning. I get very tired when I've been around people a lot. And I was talked down by a few close friends who said, by all means, do the walk. You can absolutely do the walk. But for God's sake, let yourself go home and reset in between. And don't add a whole dimension of you not sleeping because every little tiny noise bothers you into the equation of something that's going to be difficult anyway. And if you find any characters particularly abrasive, which sometimes I do, there are some people who I have a physical reaction to the tone of their voice. It's not their fault, but I do. I'm not proud of that, but I do. You know, so if I come across one of those people, then I need to go home in between and reset. So anyway, I will be picked up every night and dropped off every morning by my heroic husband, who does a lot of picking me up and dropping me off for walks, and I'm not always very good at expressing my gratitude for it, and he won't listen to this, so this is pointless, but I am grateful. I'll try and remember to mention it to him tonight. But I will be doing the walks in the daytime, and I will be podcasting for you, and I hope you'll listen, and I hope you'll cheer me along, because I think it's going to be really hard. And a final thought, I've been preparing my kit for the walk. I've bought my peanut M&Ms. I now have a bladder. I have my own bladder, but I have a water bladder for my backpack. So that means I can carry lots of water, because I've always drunk loads of water. And I've bought myself a cap. It's a khaki cap. It looks like makes me look like my dear friend Becky. Not in a good way. But I will be wearing it because I'm very fair and I keep sunburning my scalp when I'm out on walks, and I must learn not to do that because it's stupid. So I will not be looking very glamorous, but I will be as cheery as I can be, and I will be endeavouring not to lose any toenails. There's a nice thought for you.